I'm on a train heading to Newcastle. Can't see anything out the windows. It's very misty. First stop will be Peterborough. Whilst I was in the station, a guy came up to me. Looked like he might have not bought a ticket that morning because he was asking me to use my ticket to exit the station. I thought, better not risk getting my ticket stuck in any machine, helping some possibly dodgy fare dodger. But there was a guy a lot more kind-hearted than me this morning. What's your name?
Alexei Bradshaw.
Alexei?
Yeah.
Ah, French name, is it?
It's not French, although I do have family in Paris, but it's actually Russian.
Russian? Yes. Oh, fantastic. So, you did give the guy your ticket, yes. And your ticket got sucked into the machine.
Yes, it did. That was unfortunate. I wasn't expecting it to get sucked in. I was hoping I would get it back, but unfortunately it didn't. It sucked in, so I got suckered into that.
Did the guy care much?
Well, he emptied his bag of any change he had, but all he had was about £1.70, so, you know, as useful as he tried to be, he wasn't particularly useful in the long run.
No. And then we got chatting, as we're both on the same train to Peterborough, which appears to have a dog lead hanging off the roof, whatever that banging is, I don't know. And we got talking about motorbikes, and you had a motorbike accident which put you in a coma for a month.
It did, yes. Yeah, I was in hospital from about the 27th of October 2008 for a month. Well, I was in hospital for about 3 months, but then I was in care after that and home in 2009 or so.
Wow, you missed New Year's Eve.
Yes.
You missed a lot of stuff.
And my birthday.
Oh, wow. So tell me, you have no recollection of the accident, but you know it happened on a country lane, it may have been a pheasant or a rabbit.
Yes.
You were in a hurry on that particular day on a 125 motorbike.
Yes.
What's been the biggest challenge for you, having survived a coma?
The most annoying things for me are things like walking. Things that have come very easy to most people, but for me, I had to learn again. For kicking the floor with my right foot was very bad. Because the bruising happened on the left-hand side of my brain, it was the right side of my body which doesn't work so well. So writing and walking with my right foot are very bad. Considering that before I had my accident, I climbed Snowdon 6 times, I've been up all the peaks in North Wales, most peaks in the Lake District, and even done a 100-mile march in Holland and in a town called Nijmegen, I've done the Nijmegen marches. So, yeah,
well,
I've walked quite a lot.
And that might well have made you healthy enough to have survived such a horrific sounding accident.
Yeah, it may have helped in the fact that I'm still breathing at the moment. Yes.
So were the doctors surprised that you came around?
I do not know the exact doctors who dealt with me. All I've spoken to is the consultant at the hospital who has dealt with me in the aftermath, if you like.
So there's a very slight slur to your speech. Is this because of brain damage that you sustained?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes.
What other things do you struggle doing?
For example, I used to play the guitar. I've played the guitar since I was 9, so some 20-odd years. But, yes, strumming, using my right hand to strum is very difficult. I can still play the chords with my left hand and pick the notes, but the right hand strumming, no good.
I just think it's amazing we're having this conversation, having you been in a coma for a month.
Yes, I agree, yes. Well, that's one of the great things about it, is the fact that I'm still breathing. I'm still with the same fiancée that I was with before my accident. She obviously loved me enough to stick with me, so I'm very impressed.
Well, you may be more hard work, who knows, but I think it's your sense of humour that she may be still attracted to as well.
Yes, well, indeed. That's a funny thing you say that, because I've got lines of DVDs at home, because I've bought so many DVDs since my accident, and most of them are comedy. You know, whether it be the Blackadder series, the Little Britain series, the South Park series, I've bought lots and lots of DVDs.
And you work at the same place you did before you had the accident?
Yes. Yes, I do. I was assistant manager before I had my accident, but afterwards, because of all the difficult parts like walking and talking have been, I've gone back down to just being a basic standard technician now.
Were they okay with the amount of holiday you took?
It was about a good year and a half.
Wow.
Because I was off from October 2008 through to 2010. About March 2010, I started going back. When I started going back, it was only 2 days a week for 2 hours. And then slowly building up to 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, until I was back full time.
Sounds like work was really good rehabilitation for you.
It was, and I've got every amount of respect for them for having done that, yes.
And who are they?
Vision Express.
Vision Express in Peterborough.
Yeah. Peterborough.
And that's where we are now.
Indeed.
Thank you very much for the conversation this morning, Alexei.
No problem at all.